Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Let's do the Junkies Blitz. Go around the NFL. It's brought to you by our friends at Offenbachers.
Junkies Blitz.
All right, it's a Thursday. I have my flaming hot take, but before we get to the flaming hot take of the week, give you a couple nuggets. We spent some time talking about Bryce Young. He's been benched by Dave Canales, the head coach of the Carolina Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
According to ESPN's Jeremy Fowler, Young not too happy with the decision. He apparently was, quote, not only shocked by the decision, but also upset. He's pissed, according to a source.
Well, how could he be? How could he actually be shocked by the decision?
I agree with you there.
Like, just go look at your box scores. Like, there's nothing shocking here. You're playing poorly. Your team has lost faith in you to lead them to any sort of semblance of a functional offense.
According to Albert Breer of Sports Illustrated, members of the Los Angeles Chargers staff saw a quarterback who stopped looking downfield, struggled to see the field from the pocket, and kept dropping his eyes and looking at the rush. He's tentative. His receivers are frustrated. He's been benched. And according to ESPN stats, his QBR was a 9.1.
I mean, he has a
50 is the average.
He has a quarterback rating of 44. He was averaging 122 passing yards per game. No touchdowns. Three picks. Was sacked six times in two games. I mean, if you're Dave Canales, like, you can't just keep getting boat raced every week. Like, you have to be competitive at some point. And he feels Andy Dalton gives him a better chance of being competitive than Bryce Young does.
Yeah, maybe he's getting pressure from above. Who knows? But I don't know how Bryce Young can be surprised. I mean, it's not just two games. It was all of last year, too.
Right.
Now, maybe, you know, they didn't do enough as a support staff to give him the players he needed last year and maybe not even this year. You can't be surprised, though. And here's the other thing. If you're losing the rest of the team because of the decision to send Bryce Young out there, you know, if some of these veterans are coming to coaches and saying, bro, we can't win with this guy.
Right.
He can't beat anybody. Then I think you have to make a decision for the sake of the rest of the team.
Like, if your passing numbers are as bad as his, he better have some rushing in his bag of tricks, and he doesn't even have that.
No, he doesn't.
He hasn't even rushed for 20 yards in two games.
Right.
Like, he can't even rely on that part of his game to help elevate him.
Right.
So, I mean, I just...
I'm just looking at like some of the veterans on the team. Let's just say, you know, Shaq Thompson or Jadeveon Clowney or Adam Thielen came to the coaches privately and said, you got to make a change.
Right.
You're losing us.
I'm sure that happened.
I'm sure it has.
I would assume that happened probably from multiple players.
Now, Bryce Young is just sticking up for himself because he's professional and he feels like he can get better. But they're not. So I think you got to make a change. Doesn't mean he can't, you know, come back and play some down, you know, maybe he's going to be back in week five, week six, week seven.
Well,
but right now you have to make the change.
They're on a bullet train to the number one pick in next year's draft where
they
have to pick a quarterback. Like, that's the crossroads that this franchise is at again.
Correct.
Sticking with quarterbacks, just 12 days after suffering a left knee injury in the season opener, Jordan Love, quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, returned to the practice field and left open the possibility of playing Sunday at the Titans. He's only missed one game. They won that game without him when Malik Willis started at quarterback. That is a fast return if he comes back on Sunday from a sprained MCL.
It is, and on the other side, Will Levis is this close to being the next quarterback being benched. Because if he has another just high-profile gaffe or two in this game...
Who is it, Mason Rudolph?
Mason Rudolph's his backup. Callahan, he's already at his... he seems like he's at his boiling point with Will Levis. He's openly criticizing him in his pressers.
So this could be... I'm going to guess Malik Willis starts again.
Probably.
Just because Love was... Yeah, he did practice, but he was limited. So I don't think they'll throw him out there and force it another week. They could beat the Titans, even with Malik Willis. But so I'm going to guess it's Willis against Levis. What a terrible matchup that is.
Yeah, it's not great.
Mm.
And look, both teams have new head coaches who inherited these quarterbacks. They can move on and say, that wasn't my guy.
Right.
Callahan could say, Levis wasn't my guy. I didn't draft him.
Same with Canales.
Exactly.
Well, no. Carolina's, they're already, like, they have to pick a quarterback. Yeah. There's not going to be any, well, we can make Bryce Young better this offseason. Canales had the chance to do that this past offseason. And it blew up in their face.
It's like that throughout the Baldy.
Same thing with Callahan. What I'm saying is they didn't draft those guys.
Oh, yeah. The Titans will be ready to move on, but they're not going to be picking as high, I don't think, as the Panthers. Well,
they might be top five.
Maybe it'll be a two-horse race as to who gets the number one pick.
I mean, Carson Beck might be the number one guy or Quinn Ewers or one of those guys. But lost my train of thought. Sorry.
It's all good.
I know, but it needs to come back.
you need to get back on the tracks.
It needs to. Oh, like I said, the Baldy. Bryce Young could be the next Zach Wilson. Wilson was the number two pick. He wasn't the number one overall. He was number two, but he has now been relegated as a backup quarterback. So Bryce Young could be a backup.
In my opinion, and I know it's very early, his ceiling career backup, Bryce Young, massively overdrafted. Teams make mistakes at the top of the draft all the time.
Yep, it happens.
Zach Wilson is a backup to Bo Pix.
To Bo Pix.
Yes.
He may be a backup to Jarrett Stidham if Bo Pix throws two or three picks this weekend in Tampa.
All right, what else you got?
Let's see how that plays out.
This one for Cakes.
Yeah.
He's usually, and he got Will Dawkins on his side about being, safe with off-field activities.
Of course. We're just smart. We're just smart, analytically driven people. That's all we are.
Jim Harbaugh has a way of protecting Justin Herbert from injuries. Have you read about this?
I have not. What does he do to keep Justin Herbert safe in a bubble?
He has told Justin Herbert no more high fives coming off the field.
Oh, really? You know what? I like that. I like that about Harbaugh. He wants to keep his guys safe. Keep them on the field.
Have you ever heard of anybody getting hurt on a high five?
I haven't, but is it that hard for Justin Herbert, even with a damaged hand, to hand the ball off to J.K. Dobbins?
He wants to protect his hands.
That's basically what he's doing.
Well, he is dealing with an ankle injury.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay, that's an ankle injury.
No, I understand. I know, but you can jump up and turn your ankle.
Sure, definitely can do that. You know what?
Jump up and high five a guy and turn your ankle when you land.
Should be less concerned with Herbert high fiving dudes. Have you seen his pregame ritual with Herbert? Right,
where he smacks him a couple times.
Yeah, it's
physical.
Yeah, he's like smacking him on his shoulder pads. He's getting him on the helmet, the whole nine. Like,
you gotta hype him up.
You might want to dial that back too, if he's banning high fives.
Now, Herbert, when he hurt his ankle, but he finished the game. But he has been iffy in practice all week.
Right.
So there's a chance that you might see Easton Stick. There's a chance.
Oh, well, that means there's a good chance the Steelers win the game if you see Easton Stick.
I agree.
Cakes is mostly concerned with fantasy stats, so maybe you don't know about the defensive tear that somebody's on. Can you name the player who's on a defensive tear, like a record-breaking defensive tear?
Ooh.
Mm.
Can you give me the position?
Defensive end.
Is it TJ Watt?
Aiden Hutchinson.
Ah, okay, good.
He's picking up where he left off last season. On Sunday, he could set a new NFL record for the most sacks over any five-game stretch since sacks became an official stat in 1982.
Could the Jags have bungled it any worse? In the draft where they selected, is it Trayvon Walker?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Out of Georgia. Over Aiden Hutchinson.
Hutchinson has
was idiotic.
5.5 sacks through two games this season, and he had five sacks in the last two games of the 2023 regular season. So that gives him 10.5 sacks in four games.
Wow. That's big.
Apparently he's 2.5 sacks on Sunday from getting to 13, which would be the new record for a five-game stretch.
That's impressive.
If you get 13 sacks in five games, when's the last time Washington had a guy in an entire season get 13?
13?
I feel like Kerrigan and Arakpo tickled 11 or 12 a few times.
I want to say 12.
Yeah, I don't think Arakpo ever got to
13. I know Chase Young never got there.
Chase Young?
No.
He doesn't have 13 sacks in his career.
Right.
I think he got a half sack on Sunday.
He did?
Pretty sure.
Oh, good for him.
So what's that give him?
Half?
No, I'm saying for his career. He's probably 12.
Shut up.
Come on, man.
And Chase gave you like 2.5 in San Francisco last year, right?
It's about that, yeah.
Chase
Young, I know he had a really good game in that Jacksonville game.
In his career, has 17 sacks.
Oh, so he
wow, he's got 17.
Okay. I stand corrected.
Because he had 5 in Washington last year, plus 2.5. So he had 7.5 last
so
year.
So we slept on the 5.
We did sleep
that's
on what that.
It was a quiet 5.
Yeah, it was the quietest 5 sacks ever.
All right, time now for your flaming hot take of the week.
What was your flaming hot take last week? I can't remember.
Josh Allen's better than Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, okay, yes. We did argue about that, yes.
And you went to quarterback wins on that, even though in any other case, you never go to quarterback wins.
The most important quarterback wins. It's called a Super Bowl.
All right.
It's pretty important.
Is his fault that Tyler Bass missed a field goal last year? Is his fault he throws? Is it his fault that he loses a coin toss?
You know what? I hear a lot of apologizing for Josh Allen on that side of the table.
I'll stand up for Josh Allen. He's a good player.
I wish JP would ride for as many quarterbacks as he does Josh Allen.
Well, here's somebody that I'm not going to ride for. The Hall of Fame in the NFL, I believe, should have standards. Everything in life should have standards.
Certainly. We live in a society, JP. Come on.
Who's headlining the nominees for this year's Hall of Fame class? Eli Manning.
Ooh.
I'm sorry. 2 Super Bowls, 2 Super Bowl MVPs, 4 Pro Bowls. It's not good enough. 15-year starter, Eli Manning is not a Hall of Famer.
I don't know if that's a hot
his
take.
Quarterback rating is an 84.1 in his career.
Ooh.
84.1.
It's not great.
So I went and looked at guys who had a long career. If you put Eli Manning into the Hall of Fame, and most people think he's getting in, are you going to put Carson Palmer in the Hall of Fame?
Definitely not.
Carson Palmer had a higher quarterback rating. Carson Palmer made 3 Pro Bowls. Are you going to put Donovan McNabb into the Hall of Fame?
No.
Of course not.
Maybe the Philly Hall of Fame.
Do you realize Tony Romo, and he's not going to be in the Hall of Fame, made as many Pro Bowls as Eli Manning, and his quarterback rating is 13 points higher than Eli Manning. How about this? This will give you perspective on an 84 quarterback rating.
Mm-hmm.
How bad was Carson Wentz with the Washington Commanders?
Terrible.
As bad as you can get.
His quarterback rating was an 80. It's only 4 points away from what Eli Manning averaged in his career.
Small sample size. But here's the deal, though. If you're throwing up guys who are comparable or slightly better, if those guys had 2 Super Bowl wins, then they would be on that list.
I'm sorry. I've always
That's the
said
only reason he's on the list.
There are lower standards for some people. I hold the Hall of Fame with a high esteem.
Yeah.
You don't put Harold Baines into the Hall of Fame. That's Major League Baseball, right, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not big into compilers either. I want guys who are dominant in their era.
Mm-hmm.
So during his era, obviously you had his brother. You had Tom Brady. You have Drew Brees. Those are lock 'em up Hall of Famers.
Yep.
Phillip Rivers, to me, very bubblicious.
He's Hall of very goodish.
But he's a cut above Eli Manning.
Mm-hmm.
If you put Eli Manning in there, there are no standards.
Yeah.
I know it's great. You won 2 Super Bowls. You won 2 MVPs. Jim Plunkett won 2 Super Bowls. Won 1 MVP. In my opinion, Eli Manning, not a Hall of Famer. That is our Scotty's Vodka poll of the day. You can vote at Junks Radio. Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, love throughout the DMV. Is Eli Manning a Hall of Famer? He's probably going to get a gold jacket, Cakes.
Yep, it's looking that way. Coming up next, we will do the entertainment page, and we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to Caps 50 Fest, where you can go see Third Eye Blind. So keep listening for your chance to win. We'll do that next on The Fan.